What's your stock pick at the moment, Rickus?
I have had this one before. It's something called Scottish Mortgage, which is an investment company. They've been going for 100 plus years, and their whole idea is to buy both listed and unlisted growth companies with a 10 to 15 year holding period. In that sense, their top five, six holdings at the moment is things like Tesla and Amazon and Netflix, which they didn't buy a few months ago. They've had these companies for five, six, seven, even more years. So in that respect, they are incredibly good stock pickers, and specifically of growth companies, whether it be in the unlisted space or the listed space.
Yeah.
And as they've said, during this drawdown, the kind of company they were invested in remained market leaders, and I expect that to be the case going forward.
Okay. Gerbrand, in your books?
I'm going to go more contrarian. The banks, luckily, so I'm going to go to a Standard Bank. Trading at about a 0.65 price to book, which is probably the cheapest Standard Bank's ever traded. So you had about four or five opportunities over the last 20 years where you could actually pick Standard Bank up at 1.2 price to book, which was the normal and the low side. So I know there's lots of risk and fear out there, but if you buy these banks locally, especially Standard Bank, I think they were the better ones coming out of results. They certainly done much better than all three of the other big banks. Second half or the last half. But I think they weathered the storm okay. They're going to have another 6 months of terrible numbers. But at a 0.65 price to book, you're probably going to double your money in the next 2 to 3 years.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much to you both for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Rickus Reeders from PSG Wealth Santon and Gerbrand Smit from NEFG Fund Management as well. We'll be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a good evening. We'll be right back.